Governor Andrew Cuomo, in his budget plan, proposed imposing new higher income taxes on New York's wealthiest residents if President Joe Biden and Congress do not come through with enough federal aid to close the state's budget deficit. But at the same time, he offered a contradictory message, saying it might hurt the state's competitiveness and cause the rich to flee the state. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Cuomo said in his budget proposal that he needs $15 billion in federal aid to close a two-year budget deficit, largely caused by the COVID pandemic. If he doesn't get that, he presented as one option a proposal to create five new graduated higher income tax brackets. They'd start with New Yorkers earning more than $5 million a year and end with a top tax rate of 10.8% for those who bring in over $1 billion annually. But the governor says he fears the implementation of that plan could cause the wealthy to leave the state, defeating the purpose of the tax. He says it would raise only one-tenth of what's needed, and when New York City's income tax is factored in, it would lead taxes to skyrocket for some of the wealthiest.
Which would be the highest income tax in the nation. You'd raise $1.5 billion.
The governor's budget director, Robert Mujica, says the tax increases should be implemented as a last resort and only if the federal government does not make up for the entire state budget deficit.
If we have the federal money, then there isn't a need necessarily to raise those taxes. We believe we'll be able to fund school aid, we'll be able to fund Medicaid, we'll be able to fund critical services.
A growing number of progressive-leaning Democrats in the Senate and the Assembly disagree. They back taxing the rich before the pandemic and the related economic shutdowns caused state revenues to plummet. And they say since the pandemic started, the state's estimated 120 billionaires have only grown richer. Michael Kink, with the Strong Economy for All Coalition, which supports taxing the rich, says the purpose of imposing those new taxes is to help reverse the growing income inequality in New York and the nation.
9 out of 10 New Yorkers support taxing the rich to close our budget gaps and invest in things that everybody needs. And still, Governor Cuomo is resisting it. We've suffered decades of austerity budgeting that's hurt our schools, healthcare system that's driven up people's local property taxes. And the answer is to ask the super rich, Wall Street, and the big corporations to pay more.
Kink says the governor's self-imposed 2% annual spending cap over the past 10 years has resulted in less spending on programs that help lower-income New Yorkers. He says during the pandemic-related recession, those services are needed more than ever. Democrats hold the majority in both houses of the legislature, and their leaders are on record backing some form of new taxes on the rich. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, appearing on WNYC's The Brian Lehrer Show, put a positive spin on the proposal, saying many wealthy New Yorkers who have done well during the pandemic might want to aid their neighbors who've been struggling.
Clearly, we are in a terrible and critical situation. And New York is poised, quite honestly, because of the wonderful assets of so many people who are able to help in rebuilding New York and getting out of this economic crisis to do so.
Stewart-Cousins says she agrees with the governor that Congress needs to provide $15 billion in pandemic relief aid, but she says even if New York gets that amount, the higher tax bracket should be implemented anyway. The Democrats in the legislature won additional seats in the last election. They now hold a supermajority in both houses. If they were to approve the tax increase without the governor's consent, they have the votes to override any potential veto. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.